And we didn't, yeah, so I don't remember where we're holding. We did Tuesday, Monday. Yeah, see, we went through the tour, the Bach, the first Bach. We did the first Bach inside.
Yes, we did. Yeah. And the Rebbe wanted to give his mahalach as opposed to the Bachram's mahalach in the Havana of the Bach.
Right. So what happened is the Bach says that by Shosach, the Acher Kach Savach, so the Edom are Nevin. So the guys were saying that it's a mitziyistic thing because it's not so mistavra that a person would make a hodah when they're Edom. So therefore, since it's not mistavra that people make hodah about them when there's Edom, so that motivates us to say that he meant that he did not mean hodah. And I did not like that. That's like a what I would call like a Baobatish Svara. You know, not that Baobatish Svara can be sometimes true, but like who says that the human psychology person won't make a hodah? I don't know. Person can make a hodah when they're Edom too. People make hodahs Baobatish always is when can I get Edom? She said, no, there's not. People don't usually make hodahs Baobatish when it's an can I get Edom? I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Person, he believes something. People have their opinions, and they hold to their opinions. Sometimes their opinions are wrong. So they make all those bound and they can hate them. Maybe they hate them are wrong. I don't know.
But I think we could give it a little bit more of a twist to that it's not all psychological. That it, when we're a supercapiz mode or not, it means that maybe he's really wrong, and therefore he's mode. Not only because he decided to be a nice guy and to be mode, that he's really wrong, and because of that he was mode. Now, when
I don't know if that halachically makes any difference.
Well, one second. Halachically, at this point, maybe not. But if after that Edom come, yeah, then we see that he Alpia Edom, he's really right. When we know that Alpia Edom, he is right, it detracts, it takes away from what we initially would have thought that he's going to be moded to him. When we thought he's going to be moded is because there was a good chance that he's really wrong and he's going to be moded. Yeah, but now that we see that in reality, Alpiedus, he's really right. It takes away from our initial possibility that he was moded. Not psychological anymore, not psychological.
Well, psychological, because why can't he be moded if he's right?
Could he? Yes. But chances are that if a person is moda, why is he moda?
Because he thinks he's wrong.
What?
Because he thinks he's wrong.
Or because he knows he's wrong. A nice part of the probability is because he knows he's wrong. And okay, the guy grabbed it. I can't fight him anymore, so I'll be moda. But now that we have Aiden that are showing that, you know, 40% of the chances of him being moda because he's wrong are really not true, it does reduce that tzad. Yeah.
So it reduces it, but so who says that makes a difference? So in other words, you know, like Mehechik Daisy, that because now it's a little bit less probable, so therefore what? This could still be a suffix. In other words, you have to reduce it to enough that it's no longer a suffix. So okay, I don't know. You know, you say it's that halachically it's as kimle to the Bach that it gets reduced to the point that it's not a suffix. Okay, I don't know. Also, I'm just trying to get the cheshbon. The Bach is mashma. He's only saying this because. He's only saying this because there's a suffix. There's a suffix. Are we paskin? The Bach is mashma that he's only saying his svara because it's a suffix. Because it's in a boy that if shita, right? That's what he says. The Bach says that. Where's the Bach? I'm trying to find it. Avaheche, this Shazak, Vesav, Savach, the mishum sveiku they matzim yada taikes. So the Bach is mashma that Louis is showing with a paskins that he wouldn't say this. You know, if your svar is right, even if we paskins, you could say the same svara, that it's not missed, you know, it takes away. No, it's a little bit, you know, it's like where the Bach knows if it's a sveiku, so then it decreases enough. But if Rav Zera and a boy and the Gemara is poshe di a boy, then it wouldn't be enough. I mean, if this is a good svara, then it should be a good svara even if we're poshe di a boy. I'm sorry, Rabbi Mel.
I didn't learn the sveika that way. I thought it was the pshat sveika means sveika to bezdin what his intent was.
No, because
is he being moide or is he just being quiet because he's in front of bezdin?
But he doesn't say. He says dimishum sveika who they motzim miyada
take. He's saying dimishum sveika to bezdin. They aren't trying to interpret halachically what he meant.
So that's not sveika. The Gemara has its side. Rav Zera and a boy, you know, Rav Zera had a tzad, then it's not a sveika. We know what he meant. We assume we know what he meant. Yishum sveika is if you're not pushing Rav Zera as a boy. If you're pushing one side of Rav Zera as a boy, so then it could be
that. Well, Adi will come along and tell Besson what he really meant.
Yeah, but it's not Yishum sveika. I'm saying Yishum sveika means the reason why Amos see him is because of sveika. No, it's Amos Zia because Bezdin are paskening, our vaday, then it's a hodah. Who said there's any sveika here?
Right, so then you have the problem. How does it undermine it completely if it's a halachic problem?
Okay, so
that's your kasha.
Okay, so I was saying a little, I think a little different, that I was saying it's a halachic thing. It's not a mitzias, it's not psychological, it's not mitzias. It's halachic. I think Edim have them on it. So Edim, I have a recollection of we were having this some in one of the Masechtos that Edim say, if Edim say A, and A is only can be true if B is true, then by definition, they're also saying B. So anything that they, so Edim say that we, know that you Reuven picked it up first. Now there's Odoz Baldin that says Shimon picked it up first. So that Odoz Baldin is going to contradict and slug up what the Edom say. So by definition, the Edom are being made that the Odoz Baldin doesn't exist. Because if the Odoz Baldin exists, then what we're saying is not true. And so we testify that's part of our testimony. The Edom testify that we know that Reuven picked it up. That means that we also know that Reuven did not make Odoz Baldin.
How does Rebbe get out of Rabbi David Max's kasha? I'm just very confused. He said that even according to Rebbe, that somebody might go ahead and change their mind. Rebbe holds that that's true. So maybe he changed his mind because it didn't happen at the same time. If it happens at the same time, I understand. You have to work it out.
We're in the realm of halacha. We're not in the realm of mitzias. The realm of halacha. So now you went ahead. The Edom said in Edus. The Edom said in Edus that we know that Reuven owns half the towers. We know the two of them picked it up together. Now Reuven made Odoz Baldin. Odoz Baldin is a din. He can't change his mind. He's not Neman to change his mind, Pashas. Pashas, he can't be Chayzer and Chayzer Odoz Baldin either. So now, this guy, he made Odoz Baldin, and he said that he didn't pick it up. So now we have in Din, we have a fight between Edom and Odoz Baldin. Now, Locha is that Odoz Baldin's can Meya Edom. So therefore, if there's a fight between the Meya Edom and Odoz Baldin, so Odoz Baldin and Edom, so the Odoz Baldin wins. So and which means that they're gonna say that the Edom lied. So the Edom say whatever they need to say to defend themselves or to defend their testimony and say that they didn't lie. So you're saying that we lie because you're believing the Odoz Baldin. Well, the only way we can defend ourselves and say that we didn't lie, we're telling the truth, is by saying that there's no Hodas Baldin. So by definition, when the Eidim testify and say that Reuven picked it up together with Shimon, they are also testifying that there was no Hodas Baldin. And the reason why he was Shasak is because of these Bez and Soam. So it's not that they don't have to say those words, and they don't have to even think those words. That's by definition, when the Eidim walk in and say their testimony, Yesh Bechlau Masai Amana, it's like a psik resha. If I testify the cow's head chopped off, it's like I testified he's dead. If I testify that this belongs to Reuven, that means I testify that the Hodas Baldin doesn't exist, which means I testify that the person didn't kept quiet because of he was relying on Bezin. So the Hodas Baldin, that's what he's saying, the Hodas Baldin, since there's room to, in the Reisha, there is no room to pass the Hodas Baldin. The guy made a shtika. So then the Pashup shot is, so the Eidim can't pass the Hodas Baldin. So there's a the Hodas Baldin. So now the Hodas Baldin beats the Eidim. But in the second case, there's a way to pass the Hodas Baldin.
Why can't we say that maybe he was like the reason why he's Shasak is because he has Adem or Adem, whatever, even though he's not with Sadak at the end? Just a Shasak. I can also know work
he
it
had
out.
Adem. The Gemara doesn't say that Shasak had Adem. Maron says Shasak because he relied on Bezin.
So let's say Adem came in. What would Rebbe say? Obviously, Adem came in. He was Shasak. He was Shasak. And then Adem comes in.
So that's all does Baldin and beats Adem. That's what everyone says.
Maybe he.
Hodas Baldin, if he's Shasak, then it's Hodas Baldin. And this clear-cut Hodas Baldin. Hodas Baldin beats Adem. That's what not everyone, but that's what the Bach says.
The fact that Adem do come in, it shows us that he thought the whole time.
No, he didn't know Adem were going to come.
But now we know that Adem come in. Now, obviously, he knew that.
What makes him? Don't make up stories. He knew there were Adem here. The Gemara never mentioned a word about the fact that he knew that there were Adem. He was relying on Adem. This is your own story. You can't make up your own stories. The Gemara only said that there's a tzad to say that he was Shasak because he relied on Bezin. But that would only be if eventually he's protest. If he never protests, then you see he didn't rely on Bezdin. So the guy Shasak, it's clean of outside. So that means he made a hoda. So he vaday made a hoda. So a vaday hoda beats Adem. So there's nothing to talk about. But over here, the pshat is that when he Shasak Zachar got Savas, it's a Savag hoda. So the Adem can testify that we know, even if they don't even think it, even if they don't, by definition, they're testifying. They don't have to even say it, and they don't even have to think it. They can be Amaratz, and they don't have to know it, but by definition, it's in their edus. When they say that we know that Reuven owns this towers, by definition, they're saying that the Hodas Baldin did not exist, because that's, they say whatever they have to say to salvage their edus. That's nichlau in their edus. So now we have an edus that there's no Hodas Baldin. If you have edus, there's no Hodas Baldin. So of course you listen to edus. If you have a suffix, if there's Hodas Baldin. And two edim walk in and say there's no Hodas Baldin. So you listen to the two edim. There's no shaila.
And that's the Rebbe's that understand. That's why it has to say Goli Muslim Afreya, because it has to show that his Hodah doesn't start.
Well, who says Goli Muslim Afreya?
Bach. Bach says it works Afreya. Goli Muslim Afreya. I mean, unless I get
the Bach. Because Gemara says that Abdelma, where the Bach says, let me just get the Bach. Yeah, okay. No, everyone has to say that. It's no matter any reading of the Bach has to read it that way. The only way you can explain the Bach is you have to kill the Hodah.
No, Rebbe could say that a suffek with Aiden.
What?
Rebbe could say a suffek with Aiden kills the Hidah. It's stronger.
Rebbe
doesn't want to say that.
You can't say it's suffek. What does the suffek do?
The suffek says that we don't know if there's a Hidah or not. The right. fact we have Aiden, it's stronger than the Hidah. Rebbe's not saying that. Rebbe's saying that the Hidah never happened.
No such svara. That's not a good svara. I'm sorry. There's no such svara that a suffek doesn't weaken the bearer. It's a suffek. A suffek 100% is still, there's a tzad that might be 100%, doesn't become 50. We don't say that. So the pshat is you have to be pushed to suffek. You can't, it's not like yours, man. It's into the suffix, so it's a weaker beer.
I was saying two ways to say it. Rebbe said,
okay, I never heard, I don't think we say such as far. You know, there's a 50% 100 is a 50% 100. It's not Vadai 50. It's a suffix, maybe it's 100. So if you have a suffix, maybe you have 100 of those Vadai, which is better than Aiden. So then you should be a suffix. And then this is a suffix, maybe you have those Vadai, is better than Aiden. So now the Odor's Baldin fights the Adim, so it should be a suffix. So we should go by the Muxik. We should go by the Muxik. So the Bach is saying a Chiddush. No, because the way I understand it is he's saying because the Adim are testifying that there's no Odor's Baldin. So there's no, it comes out with a Vadai Psak that there's no Odor's Baldin. Because Adim Paskin, there's no Odor's Baldin. In the Reisha, the Adim can't testify there's no Odor's Baldin because there's no Shaita, there's no Odor's Baldin. There's no other possibility. And let's be simple. The mice, I'm gonna want to change this later. Don't tell anyone. But at this point, we'll say simple Pshat Bach. It's in the first case, the Shasim Mitzchina Vatzai. There's no Shaita, the guy made a Odor. So then the Adim can't say, we testify there was no Odor. Because Adam, so then now, therefore, there's an Adam versus Odah. Adam versus Odah, Odah wins. There's no Shaita. That's the din. Odah's Baldin beats Adam. But in the Seifa, where there's a 50% chance that it's not a Odah, halachically, because it's an Avoido Ipshita, it will be Ipshita, and there is no chance. But since halachically, there's a 50% chance that there's no Odah, so the Adim, by definition, testify that there's no Hodah. So we pass him, there's no Hodah.
Isn't it Mukhrich from the Makasha we brought up that it's not because of the fake Boydlay, should take? Because the Gemara brings a Raya to decide that it's a Hodah, and yet it says Adim's going to work.
That's a good question, but that can't help that question. The Bach says it this way. The Kasha from the Gemara is a Kasha, valid. The Kasha Gemara is going to be even a bigger Kasha, and the people that argue with the Bach and even say that the Halacha is not true and say, right, there are those people naming the Shach who read the Ramah Kipshuto that even by Shosak B'Akar Katsavach Adim don't help. So what do they do with the Gemara? I don't know. So we have to figure out what?
The Peshu asks it even as a Kasha, I guess that would apply on the another Kasha that would apply because the Reisha says, it says how much mechavel v'raya, which means not only do Adim work, but without Adim you still need how much mechavel v'raya. So really, it's a kasha both ways. Like basically, even on the bottom.
I didn't see the play. It's true. I can't follow. But okay, so let's leave the kasha in the world. Okay, let's go back.
Has a quick question. If you have a tray v'tray, and one of them is a vada and one is a suffik, so it's not a tray v'tray anymore. It's like knocked out. Like over here, it's true that Adim are it's true the Adim and the Chal Masayimana, and they're killing they're trying to say what happened if there was a Hadar or not. So why is it like you have that suffix still, and you have the Adim here? It's like why is it not like a suffix still? You still have a suffix if it's Hadar's Adim, if it's Hadar's Baal.
Then the Adim can pass in that suffix. If you have a suffix and Adim come. So don't Adim bask in the suffix?
On Gufa themselves, on the Adim themselves?
Yeah. We have a suffix. Is there Odor? We have a suffix. Is there Odor? Is there no Odor? Okay, let's go find it. I just say okay, one more time, just for... Okay, Rafi walked in. We'll say it again. Just to make it, because it's a good excuse to say it, and then I want to go further. The Bach says at the end of it, because then I want to get to the real problem.
Rafi didn't just walk in. He was following on the phone. We saw he switched from the phone to the...
Okay. But I'll say it anyway again. the Bach says that in the second case, the Shasak Bachar Gak Savach, the din is that Edom helped. So why do Edom help? So I think the Havana is, so the guy said it because psychological mitzias, because when it's Shasak Bachar Savach, when there's Edom, there's a smaller possibility that it's a hold up. So it reduces the possibility of Hodah because people don't make Hodahs when, you know, there is either they wouldn't make it or they sometimes wouldn't make it, whatever it is. And I'm saying it's not a mitzias, it's a din that Edom speak and Edom speak whatever they need to speak to defend themselves. So by definition, the Edom are saying there's no Hodah. The Edom are saying, you may, either if you ask the Edom, they don't even know they said it, but they said it, whether they know it or not. So by therefore, and if they once the Edom say there's no Hodah, and no one's saying there is Hodah, so you have a subject if there's a Hodah, it's Edom versus nothing. So of course the Edom are Nemen. I think that's a very nice start. I have
another wait a second. If let's say he was Shasuk, then all of a sudden their testimony changed because they're not going to bother saying anything because
they can't. There's nothing to say. They can't say anything about the whole
thing. They can say whatever they want. They can say just like they testified. It's like
they say their testimony. The testimony was that this power belongs to Reuben.
But their testimony has nothing to do with whether or not he was Shasuk or
whether
not.
Whether or not he made Hodah. Right. It says that they, by definition, they also say whatever it's possible to say.
But since he's believed to not make Hodah, even whatever they're saying, whatever they say regarding Hodah should be irrelevant.
I didn't follow anything. If he definitely made a
Hodah, he would trump them. Right. So therefore, their opinion about whether or not he made Hodah should be irrelevant.
But we don't know whether they definitely made Hodah. So they come in before. We have a suffix. We clear the suffix in Bezdin.
We're saying he can't beat us because if he would be saying it, he would beat us.
But he is definitely saying it. It's not if he is saying it. But now
in the case where it's shut. We're saying he was not doing Hodah because if he really was doing Hodah, then he would beat us. And therefore, we're going to say he's not doing Hodah so that he won't be able to beat us.
That's right. That's it. You said it beautifully. The Aiden come in and they say, we have a subject. Did he say Hodah or not? So the Aiden say, he didn't make a Hodah. We testified, but there is there's no Hodah. So if you have a subject, if there's Hodah, and your Vaday Aiden is no Hodah, there's no beer the other way except the Muxik. So what's the Shaita? Of course, an Aiden being a Muxik, there's no Shaita. Okay, let's go further. Because now we're going to get to the Tifa Lamdis. This was the easy part. I don't want to say it, but it's the easy part. The Shaita is, I think we asked this yesterday, why does the Bach quote Rabbeinu Yaina? Right? So the $1 million Shaita is, even without looking at the Rabbeinu Yaina inside, just because in the part that the Bach quotes Rabbeinu Yaina, what does Rabbeinu Yaina say different than what we normally heard of? Now, Rabbeinu Pashup Shat, all we need from the Bach is that Hodos Baldin be Zaydim. That is a Yisrael in Koha Tarakula. That's a Gemara in Baba Mitzia Daf Gimlam and Beis. That Ma'ale Hodah She'ena Bach Hashab Azama. So why did the Bach have to dig up a Rabbeinu Yaina in Simen Kuf Mem Vav? So the question is, looking even at the Lashon that he quotes Rabbeinu Yaina, what does Rabbeinu Yaina say that's different than what I would have assumed? Yeah, so what's the answer?
I think we said Lashon Pasel.
Oh, so we said it because he said Pasel. So why does the Bach need that? Why is that important? What if you wouldn't say Paso? So why is Paso important? In other words, let's get there. Let's just say whatever. Paso means that I say there's two ways of winning. You can win because I'm better than you. I don't Paso you. I say when we say whenever Yoshev has a, when I call up Rabbi Welcher and I ask him a shayla, he paskins. And then I heard that Rabbi Yoshin paskin differently. He doesn't pass on Rabbi Welcher. Rabbi Welcher is still a kosher paisek. He just lost because he got out of someone better than him. So the simple shot is Adem lose all those baldim because Adem has 95 units of strength and Odas Baldin has 98 units of strength, 100 units of strength, right? Just like Adem lose to Boharik the Raglov, right? Adem has a certain level of strength and then there could be a stronger level of strength. So Odas Baldin is stronger. Doesn't mean I pass on you. You have a 95% proof. One second. You are proof.
This is last sugya. This is what we said last sugya.
Okay. Wait. But I'm saying the normal, the chiddush of the Bach is, of Rabbeinu Yain is, without Rabbeinu Yain, I would assume, A, they make a beer. Their beer is undeniable. They make a 95% beer. Yes. Except that when there's 100% beer, even though the 95% beer exists, we listen to the 100% beer, right? I listen to Rabbi Yasha, even though Rabbi Welcher exists. I don't have to just wipe him off. He exists, but I don't listen to him.
But so here,
the Adem exists. The Adem make a 95% beer, but we got a better beer. Comes along the Rabbeinu Yaina, and Rabbeinu Yaina says a chiddush that that's not pshat. It's not pshat that the Adem exists. It's just Odas Baldin makes a better beer. You know what pshat is? Odas Baldin says the Adem don't exist. So I win because there's no one fighting against me, not because I'm better than you. Right? That's a tremendous chiddush. I would assume.
Why is Rabbi asking on the Bach?
I want to know why does a Bach need this tremendous chiddush? First, I want to know what the chiddush is. The chiddush of Rabbeinu Yaina is, I would assume that the Shaina is, it probably revolves around a Chakira, how strong are Adem? If you say Adem are 95%, so then you could say, Odas Baldin is 100%, and that's it. But if you say Adem is also 100%, then the only way Odas Baldin can beat Adem is because they pass over.
I'm saying that it's a Tor who quotes the Bach, right?
I mean,
Tor quotes Rabbeinu Yaina, right?
Tor quotes the Bach.
Rabbeinu Yaina, I'm saying the Tor quotes Rabbeinu Yaina, right?
Tor quotes Rabbeinu Yaina, not here. The Torah quoted him in Simon Kuf Mem Vav.
I'm saying, I'm looking at Kuf Mem Vav. I'm saying, Kasha, why does the Torah need for a Dos Baldik man? Yes, and why is he there, Benny? And why go? Right. What's the Bach? He's a Torah, so now he's good to go.
We have a Kasha over there. And we have a Kasha over here.
Why over here? He's using him. If the Torah needs him. Why does the Torah need him?
That's a Kasha over there, too.
I'm saying he's explaining the tour, right? He's explaining the tour. So if the tour needs him there, it's like 20
the same tour. It's 20 simanim later. You have to explain why the tour in Kuf Mem Vav needed the Bach, needed the Rabbeinu Yaina.
Once we know that, that's the answer.
That's a good kasha. And you have to explain why the Bach over here needs Rabbeinu Yaina. And probably the answer will be both the same. Probably that would be, you know, That is very, it'd be very bad if it's not the same answer. There has to be why, for some reason or another, both over here and over there, the simple shot in Hodas Baldin, Gemeya Adim, that Hodas Baldin beats the Adim without destroying their existence does not make sense. But rather, you have to say that the Odas Baldin make that the Adem don't exist. So we could start over here or we could start over there.
Over there, it quotes the Lashon of ain't, you can't define the time.
I have a Kasha over there also. Why did Rabbeinu Yaina say that?
Okay, the Torah says there, you can't be a tayin, from Rabbeinu Yaina, you can't be tayin, the chayz of a tayin. It seems to be a nidin. Can he change in Bezin?
I don't think it.
He says it there.
Okay, we'll learn over there. I don't think it's anything to chayz of a tayin.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Exactly.
I don't think so. Okay, well, we'll learn it there. Let's take with here. We'll do one at a time. Let me do one at a time. Why over here does a Bach need the fact that that the way Odas Baldin beats Adem is because Odas Baldin kills the Adem? What would be wrong if Odas Baldin didn't kill the Adem?
Because then they would, that, like Rebbe said yesterday, they would be talking.
So, okay, so, talking. So who cares?
Because the Edom are saying
Hadar's Balbin talks stronger.
No, Hadar's Balbin is Kamei Edom, 8-2 against 2.
No, Hadar's Balbin is more than Edom. You know, Hadar's Balbin beats Edom. That's a good one.
Maybe that's because it passes. Maybe that's because it passes. And that's the side. Otherwise, you could have said they were equal.
Excuse me. The Gemara says, but Farish, there's a million Gemaras in Shas, that you have a fight between Hadar's Balbin and Edom, Hadar's Balbin wins. Now, I don't know if Shas and Gemara, but that the facts we know, Hadar's Balbin beats Edom. So we have a Kasha. Why did the Bach need to quote Rabbeinu Yonah? He should have just quoted the Gemara. So we're answering, because if you would have only quoted the Gemara, I would have thought the reason why Hadar's Balbin beats Edom is because Hadar's Balbin creates a beer which is stronger than Edom. The Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that that's not shot. The reason why Hadar's Balbin beats Edom is because the Hadar's Balbin passes the Edom. The million-dollar shine is, who cares? Why is that relevant to the Bach? Why does the Bach care? Why? We know for sure Hadar's Balbin beats Edom. It's a Beferish and Gemara. Without Rabbeinu Yonah, I would say Hadar's Balbin beats Edom because Hadar's Balbin is stronger. Hadar's Balbin makes a beer that's 100%, and Edom makes a beer 95%. Rabbi Yosha makes a beer so strong, Rabbi Welcher makes a weaker beer. Rabbi Yosha's beer is better than Rabbi Welcher's beer. Comes on Rabbeinu Yonah and says that's not shot. Shot is that Rabbi Yosha goes ahead and he takes away Rabbi Welcher's smicha and he rips it up and he said Rabbi Welcher is not allowed to talk. Why do we need that? Why is that relevant? What do I care why the Hadar's Balbin beats the Edom?
When does the psul happen?
What relevance does it make?
When does the psul happen? I'm just sorry. When does he pass? Before any Edom come in, they're all psul? Or after? When?
I don't know. They're psul for this Edus. I don't know about other Edus. The Gabi, this Edus are psul.
I'm saying before they start talking. It's not trying to psul that they said something. He comes along and says, no, I'm not moida, I'm psuling them. Before anybody talks, once he says moida, he's anything against them is already psul.
That they become, that Edus becomes psul. Because that Edus is an Edus Sheker. It's a psul Edus. I don't know. He psuls the Edus. So why does that relevant? I'm waiting for an answer. I think this is, I don't have to do all the work. It's not
no,
something.
What I want to say is that, if you're comparing, mnemonis or points of birur, you're right. But maybe the pshat of Hadar's Balbin is that it's a din that we believe this guy Legavi himself to exclusion of everything else.
Yeah.
The question is, why do we need to say that? Because otherwise, we would say, well, you know, my only hami high. I don't know. Points of birur.
Why does he have to bring in puzzle for it? That's not answering why he brings in puzzle. He brings in Rabbeinu Yonah. The only thing that we saw that Rabbeinu Yonah said that other people didn't say is the words pasul.
I don't know.
I couldn't stop him from speaking then.
Maybe, if it was just one has 100 points of beer, one has 98 points of beer. So if you have a suffix 100 points of beer, that's effectively 50 points of beer. So therefore, the other way, a suffix of 100 points of beer.
We don't have a suffix. We're talking on the case of Shasak Mitzvah of Atzayf.
Paying to our case.
No, he's going on the case of Shasak. He's going on the case of Shasak Mitzvah of Atzayf. He's saying in that case, the we don't listen to Edom because Hadar's Balbin beats the and make passes the Edom. Why does he need that? Why didn't he just say because
he needs it for our case?
He's saying it by that case to
be able to say the Lumbus, the Rebbe was going down the path of that the Edom could make it that there is no Hoida, but he needs the puzzle to be able to say that. If it wasn't puzzle, it was just a straight up head on head, then he wouldn't be able to say that the Adam
can tell you like there's no Hoida. He said it in the first case, he'll say it for later. That would be a little bit diaphic. Let's try and figure out that he needs it before he says it. So I would just backtrack one thing that I said, and I already told you what I said. I said that when it's Shasak, it's Pina Vatsov, there's no suffering is making Oda. So we could say that even by Shasak, with Pina Vatsov, there's a small suffering, there's also not making Oda. Right? In other words, to a certain thing, I'll give you an example. I have a piece of meat. I'm cooking a barbecue outside. Right? I have a grill. I'm making a steak on a grill. I turn around for a second to go get a fork. I come back. Can I eat the meat? Now, why? Maybe when I was away, a bird flew by and was carrying a piece of cheese in his mouth, and he dropped the cheese on my steak, and now my steak is usher. So what do you say?
Maybe the bird swapped it out with a tray for
me. That's right. Yeah, maybe that also. So what's the answer?
It is a din of basar misumin ayin or something like that.
It's not basar ayin. It was a split second. I don't know. That was not enough to be basar misumin ayin. It's not enough to have halakha. No. The only one that could have come here was a bird. There's nobody else could have walked in here. So the halakha is, if some slaver says in chudin, that the halakha is you don't have to be crazy. It's a sara. Sara doesn't worry. You don't worry about crazy possibility. That bird flew in and dropped a piece of cheese on your milk, meat. Come on, go get yourself a psychologist.
Why aren't you just passing by Rove that case?
No? Because he said it's not a right. There's not everything goes into Hilchus right. And he says, and the Gemara wanted to know, how do we know we go bust a right? He says, even if we wouldn't go bust a right, you don't need right for that. He says, it's just common sense. You don't have to be, don't be crazy, right? Now, what happens if I'm about to eat the meat and two Adam walk in and say, you know, you would believe what happened when you turned around. When you turned around, we were watching and a bird flew in from the zoo and he put a piece of cheese on your meat and he flew away. Would you be allowed to eat the meat?
Right. You'd be allowed to, but you'd be eating trace.
Right, okay. So you're not allowed to. So there's such a thing as, without the aid, we almost 100% sure it didn't happen. But because the possibility is so small that we're not gayracist. But after the aid, then we're chayshish for it. So I would say the same thing here. Without the aid, a person shaytik mitchila v'atzayv. Is there a possibility that he didn't mean a hoda? Yeah, it's just as likely as that if a bird flew in and dropped a piece of cheese on your meat. There's a possibility. So how come the Gemara doesn't even gyrase it? Because we're also not gyrase the possibility that a bird dropped cheese on your meat. We're not gyrase far-fetched possibilities. We're not nervous. But if Aiden would tell us it happened, no, it's a different story. Now I said in the beginning of Shir that the Adim say whatever they have to say to defend themselves. So when the Adim walk in and say that we know that this Taoist belongs to Reuven, that's tantamount to their saying, we know there's no Hoda. So now the Bach has a problem. If I said in the Sefer, that by Shazavakatzavach, if Adim come in and say that it belongs to Reuven, the Adim shlug up the Hodah because it's tantamount that if they're saying that there's no Hodah, so you should say the same thing by Shazak also. It's tantamount that if the Adim testified there's no Hodah. And if Adim would testify there's no Hodah, we would believe the Adim. If the Adim would come in and say, even though it's far-fetched, if Adim say something that's far-fetched, we believe that also. They don't have to say something that's probable. So it's far-fetched and it's not a hoda. But the Adim are testifying that it's not a hoda. So we should believe the possibility exists. In other words, in a normal case, in the Gemara, you don't need the Rabbeinu Yonah. Because in the normal case of the Gemara, there's no possibility whatsoever the guy did not make all those pouting. Guy walks into court and says, I I want to make all those pouting. I want to be honest. I want to be made that I owe Yanko $100. So he definitely made all those pouting. So if two of them say he didn't think that he doesn't owe it, so there's nothing to talk about. There's two Adim against Oda. The two Adim, the Oda wins. But over here, the guy didn't say it's not 100% clear that he made Oda's Baldin.
The Gemara says
99%
clear that he made Oda's Baldin. The Gemara paskins that if he's shasak mitchilat saif, it's a haiza.
But even the Bach understands that even the Gemara paskins, the Gemara is not going to say it's 100% bad. It's like the Gemara would also paskin that you're allowed to eat a piece of meat, and you don't be nervous that a bird landed on it. So the Gemara is paskining that it's a crazy possibility.
So how do we know stick is
bad? It's like the Gemara says, you're allowed to eat a piece of meat that a bird, that with maybe a bird flew on it. No shaiva. It's 100. It's not like kosher.
Rabbi, where do we know the stick is bad?
But that doesn't mean the possibility doesn't exist. So over here, I'm sorry. Let me just finish my rant. So here when Adam, when the guy makes the shtika, of course there's a possibility that he didn't mean Oda. I know some people that will be shaisek and they don't mean Oda. They're very quiet. They're what's it called? People that don't like fighting. They don't go to the Vietnam War. What were they called? I forgot.
Snicks.
Pacifists. They don't believe in, they believe in turning the other cheek, whatever far they got. If you grab my thing, if you say it's yours, I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not gonna fight you. And they're bashful, they're cowards. I don't know, there could be all kinds of possibilities. Liberals. Why a person
liberals.
That it's not probable. But to say that it can't exist, then no one would ever be shaysek unless he means Alda. That doesn't sound right. The possibility exists. So if the Adam, so now I say the Bach is a tremendous problem. Just like in the Seifa, if Adam walk in and they say their testimony, we say it's like the Adam are testifying, there's no Holdos Baldin. And by Shothabach, that's case number two. And therefore, we believe the Adam. So even in case number one, a Shazak Mitrina that Saif, it should be interpreted as if the Adam testified that there's no Holdos Baldin. And if there's no Holdos Baldin, then the Adam win. No. And for the Bach, a tremendous sin is. Because Holdos Baldin, you know how Holdos Baldin beats Adam? Because it passes the Adam. So the starting point, the very big word in this sugya, I think, is starting point. The starting point is we don't assume crazy possibilities. So the starting point is we assume there's Holdos Baldin. Now you walk in with your Adis and you say your Adis. And then it's included in your Adis that there wasn't Aldous Baldin. But before your Adis can say the second step, the Aldous Baldin passes your Adim.
Right? That's only because how I don't know, Rebbe's basing this on the Svara called Shtika Kahida, right? Yeah. So we have to know where to win. If that, let's say that was a Gezeiras HaKasuv, then, right? So then this whole thing doesn't start. Only because Rebbe's understanding it as a Svara of Shtika Kahida, which has a little bit of something. So it's like a good chazaka. So for that, we need this, right? Rebbe's understanding Shtika Kahida is not absolute, right?
Okay, it's a probability. That's all done.
I'm saying it was Xavier Sakasa, then this doesn't start, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. Where do we know Shtika Kahida from?
Okay, Shtika Kahida is not Xavier Sakasa. That's not. It's not there from a pasuk. I'm sorry.
So it's Thomas Mark? It's
because it's people shaisek is making Alda. I think so. So I'm saying like this, it's a beautiful thing. It's a question of who gets in first. See, when in this Reisha, the Hoda walks in first. Even if they may walk in the same time. The Hoda walks in and starts, the starting point is, a Hoda walks in we assume it's a kosher shtika. We assume it's hoda, because the pashas is a shtika hoda. Eidim walk in, we assume they're kosher. Pashas is Eidim is kosher. The starting point is you have hoda and you have Eidim. Now they each take out their guns and they start shooting each other. The Eidim says, hey, we're testifying, and at step two, we're testifying that your hoda, it wasn't a shtika hoda. The shtika hoda tells that it says, I'm testifying that your pasul eidus. So there are two people, they both walk into court, they both draw their guns at the same time, and they both shoot each other. So what happens? So the strongest guy wins. So since hoda is bowden is stronger than eidim, so the Eidim says the Hoda is Bowden is Paso, and the Hoda is Bowden says the Eidim is Paso, so then the Hoda is Bowden wins. In the Seifa, there's a suffix. The right away, we don't have a starting point that there's Hoda is Bowden. We don't know if there's Hoda is Bowden. We're not sure if there's Hoda is Bowden. So then the Eidim walk in and they say, oh, that's right, the Hoda is Bowden, finished. But in the Reisha, this starting point is that there is Eldar's Bowden. So, and if there's Eldar's Bowden, Eldar's Bowden kills the Eidim. So the Eldar's Bowden kills the Eidim before the Eidim can kill the Eldar's Bowden.
If there's a suffix in the Hidah's Bowden, so why is Savach such a more Roshim in the Hidah than the Hidah itself? According to Rebbe, Shtika Kodah has room in there itself, right? But the Tzavach makes it a 50-50 Sveika.
Room that we would never clear unless there's Eidim. It's like my case, I think, a very good example of the bird with the milk. We would never clear such a Shaina unless Eidim walk in. Till Eidim walk in, we don't even clear the Shaina. We would never clear the Shaina unless Eidim walk in. If Eidim don't walk in, it's not even, halakhically, it doesn't even register as a suffix. When you walk outside, are you nervous that there might be a sinkhole? You're not. It's crazy. You're not. But if Aiden was there, there's a sinkhole. Don't walk outside. There's a sinkhole in front of your door. Okay, I'm not going to walk outside. But Phil Aiden tell you it's not even halakhically a suffix. So there's in the Bach is saying, the beautiful Bach, he's saying like this, that the starting point is that there's a full-fledged Hodor's Bowden. So the Hodor's Bowden then can, but if the Hodor's Bowden wouldn't kill the Eidim, so then in step two, the Eidim would come around and kill the Hodor's Bowden.
But Savach
enters the Bach, because in step two, before the Eidim killed the Hodor's Bowden, the Hodor's Bowden kills the Eidim, because I got the Rabbeinu Yoina. Ain't no kinami. If I didn't have Rabbeinu Yoina, I'd be finished, because if I didn't have Rabbeinu Yoina,
So Rebbe's mighty to me. Rebbe's mighty to what I said before with Rabbeinu Yoina. With Rabbeinu Yoina, Rebbe's mighty to what I said before about the Eidim not being able to knock him out if that gufa is going to mean that they're going to be knocked out with Rabbeinu Yoina.
I don't know. I
meaning before it. I said we're going to trust Eidim's testimony to say that he wasn't Tzavach. I'm sorry, that he wasn't Shasak, that he was Tzavach, because even though that's going to knock them out, and we're not going to believe them. So with the Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbi, would it mean that they can't see it?
I still didn't find, I'm sorry. But can I?
Before Rabbi was saying that, Rabbi was saying that we would trust what the Eidim said.
Let me, I don't know, maybe I'm just too, let me go further. I'll talk to you after 9 o'clock. I just want to finish before. So, but because in other words, saying like this, and without Rabbeinu Yoina, the assumption is the simple pshat in Hodor's Bowden beats Eidim is the Eidim exists, except the Hodor's Bowden is a stronger beer. So the Bach is saying, if you learn the simple pshat that the Hodor's Bowden exists, the Eidim exists, except Eldar's Bowden beats the Eidim because Eldar's Bowden makes a stronger beerer. So that works fine all over Shas where there's a Bowden, Eldar's Bowden. But over here where the Eidim can come in and say there's no Eldar's Bowden, so then you're stuck. The Eldar's Bowden is going to come in step one and say, Eldar's Bowden, I beat the Eidim. Fine. Then in step two, the Eder are going to turn and say, well, wait a second. We testified he's no Odos Baldin. And Odos Baldin is not shooting back. So then in step two, we removed Odos Baldin. And once we removed Odos Baldin, then the Eidim come back because they only lost because they were outranked, but they're not outranked. And for the Bach, he says that's not what happens. And he brings Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina says that the Odos Baldin also kills the Eidim. So in step two, just like the Eidim want to kill the Odos Baldin, the Odos Baldin wants to kill the Eidim. So then it's equal again. And made Odos Baldin stronger than Eidim. Now the million-dollar Shaina, I'm sorry, I'm cutting off too. I'm sorry. The million-dollar Shaina is going to be, if this is Reib Shaina Rabbeinu Yaina, why did Rabbeinu Yaina need this? Also, this is what you asked. Well, I'm asking Shaina. In other words, we have the same kasha we had on the Bach, we have on Rabbeinu Yaina. Why does Rabbeinu Yaina need this tremendous chiddush? So what we have to do is, maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow, but we'll have to do like this. We have to go back to the other Bach, which is I sent it to you, where the Rabbeinu Yaina is in print, and see, that's the second Bach in Simon. I don't have a Simon on it, but I sent it to you. I wrote page number 2, I think, on it. I think so. I don't know where I sent it, but I think I sent it. I know I sent it. So we have to read the other Bach. And this is not it. I have it. Well, here it is. So, and the other Bach, where the Bach says pasuk, and we have to explain why. Well, so the Bach needs the same svar pasuk, and it'll be. And what I would like to be for the same logic, because if the Bach, if the Eidim wouldn't pasuk the Eidim. Then the Eidim would pass through those doors bound. That's what I like to crank like.
Well, okay, it comes out that any time it's like an implied or something like that, Hodah, so then we have to say this concept of puzzle.
Because there's a possibility that there's not a Hodah, right?
Right. So when the guy says 3 years, there is a possibility that he means more than 3 years.
Right. Because we Google, if you look there on the side, The Rajba argues and said it's not even Odor altogether, right? The Rajba.
Right.
So that's right. Okay. So you talked, I don't have to go to share tomorrow. But okay, but let's wait till tomorrow anyway.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Okay. So let's wait till some. But I still like to do this still more. But this would work out. And in other words, what we're saying like this, and in a normal case, a guy makes a Vade Odor. If he makes a Vade Odah, I don't care why Odah beats Eidim, because you can't deny I made Odah. But over here, the guy did a shtika. Shtika is not Mukhruch, it's Odah. In the Simen where the Bach is quoting Rabbeinu Yaina, the guy said 3. The case, okay, Sandy brought it in, we'll bring it in. The guy said, I was on this field for a chazaka. Now the shayla is that a Odah's bounding, and he wasn't there more than a chazaka. Not definite. There's a group of Rishayim that say that he just said 3, but who is it more? Okay, Rabbeinu Yaina says it means 3. But it's not 100% that he meant only 3. Could be he meant 3 and more. And then there's even Rishayim that even say that's what it means. So it's not clear that he's making Odos Baldin. So then you have to, if the Eidim don't get slugged up, then the Eidim can come back in step 2 and say, we testify it wasn't Odos Baldin. So in order to stop the Eidim from coming back, you need that Odos Baldin immediately passes the Eidim. Odos Baldin passes the Eidim. Now, granted, the Eidim passes Odos Baldin, but if they're both shooting at the same time, then Odos Baldin wins.
There's a dog Gemurah here, Gemurah.
Well, I mean, then what?
There's a dog Gemurah in the Bach.
It's Odah Gemurah, yes.
That sounds pretty stuck, no? Like it's
Gemurah because halachically it's Gemurah. It's different than the second case where halachically it's a Safek. You need the fact that halachically it's a Gemurah, otherwise it wouldn't come in and the start. Because I said the whole thing is a starting point. If it's a Safek, there's no starting point.
That's the last word you should use, no?
It's
an issue of clarity. That's the last word you should use, no?
I don't know, because I think it is good, Russian, because he has to contrast it to his Shazak Ragatsova. But Shazak Ragatsova, we actually do say the A didn't work. So what's the difference? Because Shazak Ragatsova, halachically, it's a suffix. But here, halachically, it's Gemura.
It's better. It's better.
What?
It's better to say Gemura. Saying it's better.
Okay. All right. What do you want to say now that
I was just saying that it comes out that if you compare Eden to Tzavach, somehow Tzavach is better than Eden. That's just
Sure, Tzavach is better than Eden.
Yeah, because by Eden against the Hadah somehow knocks out and becomes Gemura, comes whatever that is. But he himself is Tzavach afterwards, that somehow rips out his Hadah, his own Tzavach.
Okay. Right? That's what I'm okay. All right. Okay, fine. But now, what did you want? Can I try again?
In the case of Shasak Vachar Tzavach.
But if anyone wants, they can go. But now I'm over time.
It's just me. You can go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, are the Aiden believed to say that he wasn't Moda?
Yes, that's what the Bach says. In that case, since it's a subject of
even according to Rabbeinu Yoina.
Yes, because it is subject of the. So the Hodah can't kill the Eidim because it's starting point, it's only a Savig Hodah.
Okay, and if it's not Shasach Achar Savach, let's just regular Hodah.
It's a Vaday Hodah. So then the Hodah could kill the Eidim.
Why do we even need that? The Hodah beats the Eidim anyway.
Where?
In a regular Hodah.
Because I tell you, you need it because that's what I say, because in step two, after the Hodah beats the Eidim, then we're nervous. The Eidim will come back and kill the Hodah. And if the Hodah, Eidim,
obviously the fact that Hodah can beat Eidim don't have that power.
No, not true. I'm saying there's two separate things.
What case would Eidim ever beat Hodah?
Because when you can only knock it out when there's a subject, if you made it, when there's a possibility that he didn't make a Hodah. So if a guy, normal case, 99% of the cases, when a guy makes a Hodah, he clearly made a Hodah. He got up. He says, I owe Yankel $50.
So what's the case here? What's the case here?
Here he was Shasak. Shasak is only Hodah because it's a Shtika Hodah, but it's not Mukhluk. So he said, there are some people that are pacifists. There's people that will say that that even though they're Shasak.
So we need it for a case where there's doubt, but there's no Tzavach.
In the case where there's a... Now, I don't want to say doubt, because before the Eidim walk in, there's no doubt. It's like my example of the chicken with
this
the
cheese. Milk. Okay, fine.
There's no doubt, but there's a possibility exists.
So one second, but even if normally, if a guy jumping up and down and he says the sky's blue, and the Eidim come and say,
and then you don't need passing. That's not relevant. The Eidim beat Hodah. That's the end of the day.
Meaning, if the case over here, the guy was outright Moda, when the guy was grabbing it and he said, you're right, it's yours, we wouldn't need the Rabbeinu Yonah.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
But even according to Rabbeinu Yonah, in the case of Shasak Vachar Tzavach, they can still come in and knock him out.
Because there you don't have the starting point that you have a Hodah's bowed in, because there's a starting point that's a suffix Hodah's bowed in. While by Shasak, it's clear about Tzavach, the
even,
starting
even
point.
Even with Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbi doesn't hold as far that the Eidim shouldn't be able to be believed about whether or not there's a Hodah's bowed in.
No, because the Eidim. They them say whatever is relevant to them.
Yeah, but it's relevant to them. They're negabedover.
So they're that's part of their edus and their nemen. They have a hilchos edus. Edim are nemen on whatever they say. We don't say they're negabedover. That's part of the din.
So the point is, without that step, then I wouldn't need the Rabbeinu Yonah. Even without the Rabbeinu Yonah,
that's right. If they wouldn't need Rabbeinu Yonah, if the edim cannot kill the Hodah, then who cares that they then. Then they I don't know what I just said. I don't know what I just said. Okay. All right.